It's been almost a month since the Zika virus first started spreading in the U.S. It's now in two different neighborhoods in Miami, and public health officials say it's likely it could pop up in other Gulf Coast states. Despite much media attention on the virus, there are still a lot of misconceptions about Zika. Dr. Christine Curry is an obstetrician-gynecologist at the University of Miami Hospital. And Dr. Curry, first of all, based on what we know about Zika, do you think people in the Miami area are too concerned about the virus or not concerned enough?
So I think there's a sweet spot in between not concerned and panic. And I think that's the place that we're trying to hit from a messaging standpoint. I think that for pregnant women, they're probably an appropriate level of worried. But I think for the average Miamian, there's still a lot of education that needs to be done in terms of community prevention.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But since you did mention that pregnant women are right to be concerned and alarmed, let's talk about microcephaly for a moment. That's, of course, the most well-known birth defect that Zika causes, where, of course, the baby's head is much smaller than it should be. The brain doesn't fully develop. What percentage of women who get Zika while pregnant end up having a baby with microcephaly?
I wish we had enough science at this point to give you a hard number. The ranges from different studies are anywhere from 1% to almost a third of pregnancies when the mom is positive. And so we don't yet have enough data to be able to give that number definitively.
That's a huge difference in numbers there.
Yeah, it's a really big range, which I think reflects the different types of studies, whether they're modeling studies or laboratory-based, but it also, I think, highlights how much more we have to learn.
Okay. Well, Zika is primarily transmitted by mosquitoes, but it can also be sexually transmitted. So how long should someone wait after they test positive for Zika or know they have it, or after their partner has it, before trying to get pregnant?
So it depends on if it's a male or a female asking me the question. So for a woman who's asking that question, we are recommending, and the CDC is recommending, 2 months to delay trying to conceive from the point that you think you were exposed or know you were infected. For men, because the virus has been detected in the semen for much longer than in the blood or urine, men, we are recommending a delay of at least 6 months between the suspected or known infection.
I see. So does that mean that waiting 6 months or a year at this point in time, based on what we know, is a safe amount of time?
We think so. We think that the risk to the pregnancy is if mom, while pregnant, gets infected. Mm-hmm. We don't yet have any evidence and don't think that if she's infected now, that a future pregnancy after the infection has cleared will have any consequences.
Okay. Getting to the detection and prevention part of this story, I mean, Zika doesn't really cause any symptoms in a huge number of cases. So say you're a woman or part of a couple now that wants to get pregnant in the near future. I mean, would you recommend that people get tested for Zika before trying for a pregnancy if so many people are asymptomatic?
I think it really depends on the context and where you live in the United States or what country you live in, but it's a conversation with your healthcare provider. If you are traveling back and forth for business, if you're working in a community where there is known transmission, then it may be worth their while to have both partners tested. The biggest challenge is accessing testing for a couple who the woman's not pregnant and there is a male partner. The testing is really just through commercial labs at this point. It's not through the departments of health.
Hmm. What kind of questions are you getting from your patients?
So we have a lot of pregnant patients that we take care of, and we are having conversations at every single prenatal visit about, are you wearing your bug spray? Do you have any issues with changing your wardrobe? How have you adapted to your new routine in terms of staying indoors most of the time, avoiding areas where there are mosquitoes? How have you adapted to, you know, putting condoms on during sex? We're having those conversations at every single prenatal visit.
Now, on the prevention side, then, what do you think is most important for people to know now?
So I think the biggest component of the prevention messaging is that it's not just about pregnant women preventing mosquito bites. This is a community issue. This is a local, a regional, a state issue. And so pregnant women can work as hard as they want. If non-pregnant women and men are not doing their part to wear mosquito repellent and long sleeves and get rid of standing water, then there will be increasing number of communities where there's Zika transmission, and sort of we all lose from that. So I think the most important prevention messaging is that we are absolutely all in this together.
Well, Dr. Christine Curry is an obstetrician-gynecologist at the University of Miami Hospital. Dr. Curry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.